Behind the Bite podcast is part of a network of podcasts that are good for the world. Check out podcasts like the Full of Shift podcast, After the First Marriage podcast, and Eating Recovery Academy over at practiceofthepractice.com/network. Welcome to Behind the Bite podcast. This podcast is about the real life struggles women face with food, body image, and weight. We're here to help heal, inspire, and create better, healthier lives. Welcome. Welcome to Behind the Bite podcast. I'm your host, Christina Castagnini. I know that when I was in the throes of my eating disorder, there were all sorts of behaviors I engaged in that helped me to numb out or escape from really some pretty painful emotions. I know that I also feared a lot of things. I feared certain foods. I feared not engaging in my eating disordered behaviors. And I was simply just stressed out beyond belief, and I felt stuck. I never thought my life could or would be any different. And it's interesting. I have with me today a guest who is here to speak about something she uses in her profession to help those with whom she works to neutralize the pain of emotions that keep us stuck or hinder us from moving forward into change. For over a decade, Melanie Yates has coached hundreds of people, helping them turn their lives from misery to happiness. As a certified EFT practitioner, she teaches her clients how to use tapping to release blockages and balance negative energy around past experiences to create results they've always wanted. Well, welcome, Melanie. So glad to have you here.
Hi there. So good to be here. Thank you.
So EFT, I find so fascinating. I know when I worked at Kaiser, so many people were so excited to go to the group that they had there, and it's so helpful. And I'm just curious, how did you get into coaching and, you know, providing EFT to people?
I think I was going through a pretty difficult part in my life, and I got a coach that was EFT, and she introduced me. And I'll tell you, to be honest, there's going to be some people out there thinking this is so weird. And I'm a very scientific, logical brain. I've worked in Western medicine for a long time, and I thought this was like woo-woo. And I became a believer because of my results. And so you can't knock it till you try it, because tapping has been proven, and now Western medicine is acknowledging that EFT can help with PTSD, with eating disorders, with traumatic events, and more. I mean, there's been studies that it reduces cortisol. So the first time I tapped was with a coach who walked me through it. And really, I've always been a really sensitive person, and I feel like I have a lot of emotions. I was diagnosed with ADD, and sometimes that diagnosis or understanding that better, I will be reactive to my emotions, and my emotions can kind of control me, or deer in the headlights kind of paralyze me. And tapping helped me shift the energy enough to kind of calm my brain, so it didn't go into that fight or flight kind of scenario. So tapping has been proven to be able to calm the brain and bring those chemicals like serotonin and even dopamine release to kind of get us back into a more of a resting brain instead of that fighting brain.
So, you know, you're talking about these chemicals. And so for anyone out there who's listening and going, like, cortisol, dopamine, serotonin, they might go, what are all those things? So like, you and I know what those are, but could you speak more to like what happens when the body like releases cortisol? Like, why does that happen? And why does EFT help with that?
Sure. So stress, we all know what stress is. So basically that's what cortisol is. It's when our brain is that fighting for your life, basically. So it's kind of back in the caveman time when we ran from big monsters, right? And what happens in this day is that stress becomes a daily activity. And so people don't know how to deal with stress. And so it could be work, it could be personal relationships, it could be finances. And we've become a society that has just been ignore it, push through it, use coffee, drugs, alcohol, food to just do whatever we need to do to just get by, you know? And then we can't even sleep. And so then we need to go to the doctor for sleeping pills. And it's this ongoing cycle of not really dealing with the real problem. And I believe that it really just comes down to these negative chemicals that are produced by stress. And there's also chemicals in our brain that are increased with relaxation techniques, yoga, meditation, things like that, exercise. So it really comes down to just these negative chemicals in our brain and these positive chemicals in our brain, and learning how to tap in to find that resting brain. Because when we're in that fight or flight, our brain literally shuts down. It cannot make logical sense. It blows things out of proportion. We become obsessive, we become reactive, and we can't really make clear decisions. Or we make a decision, it might not be a very good one, right? So when we're in that resting state, we're able to collect information, we're able to ask questions, we're able to come to what could be a better decision for us.
Right. So what I'm hearing is when we get stressed, all this cortisol is kind of rushing through our body and kind of taking over, and just we're reactive and reacting just out of like, okay, I want to get rid of this pain I'm in, this emotional pain, or just not, you're not thinking very clearly. And so when you were talking about the chemicals of neurotransmitters of dopamine and serotonin, is it that when someone is tapping or using the EFT technique, it reduces the cortisol and it stimulates more of dopamine, which is the pleasure neurotransmitter, and serotonin, which is more the calming, like feeling happy neurotransmitter? Is that kind of what happens?
Absolutely. And they've done lots of testing and case studies on this. Mm-hmm. For me, I've always kind of struggled with weight and body image. And I've gone through lots of, I mean, we've talked about diets on your podcast. I just wanted to say thank you for the awareness that I got recently just from listening to the podcast and all the great guests that you have on this podcast. I really had kind of a waking up moment through different circumstances in my life that have changed the chemicals in my brain's, just hormones changing, has triggered some of these old behaviors and thoughts that I thought I was over. You know, I thought I had changed the way I thought, and I had really come to this acceptance of the kind of body I have, and old thinking started coming up for me. And being a ballerina, I was told at an early age, you don't look the way you're supposed to look to be a dancer. And they would always tell me, you have this natural talent and skill to be a ballerina, but not the body. And I think that definitely started this, it wasn't okay. There was something wrong with me that I couldn't achieve my dream. You know, and so it was kind of a heartbreaking moment. And not to mention just in general society. And I was raised with parents who ate a lot And they raised me to binge eat and that it was okay and use food to comfort and stuff like that. And so my environment, I started blaming my environment and not really taking responsibility for my eating habits. And I definitely have a binge eating disorder. Mm-hmm. And I realized as I got older that it really was an addiction to my thinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also coupled with that ADD, it just, my emotions really were running the show. And so I used food as a drug. And I've gotten a lot of help with therapy and treating ADD. I guess the bottom line was tapping has really brought me more peace and more calm about these thoughts that come up. To me, it always stems from our thinking. So if there's anybody out there that's still struggling with an eating disorder or has slipped into old thinking about not really being able to accept exactly where they are. And I think there's really some thinking behind that that needs to be addressed so that we can actually accept exactly the way we were created and made, and or just even the acceptance of this is the way I want to live my life and being okay with that and not thinking that I have to fit in this box that society tells me to be, because that's where all this shame comes from. So I like for myself, use these feelings that come up. If I don't feel like I fit in or I feel embarrassed that I have a problem with using food as a drug, or I have a problem or I feel embarrassed that I have ADD. I just had read a study about ADD and eating disorders. Actually, there's a high percentage of patients with an eating disorder that have ADD, and how the brain kind of uses food to feel good and process those emotions. And so tapping is just another tool to use instead of food. And so we can use tapping for cravings. And I don't know about you, but learning how to eat for fuel and eat to live and eat and not be afraid of food, I've used tapping for that. You know, hearing some of the other stories that were shared on your podcast, I realized, you know, there are still some foods I feel afraid of. And I just thought, oh, isn't that interesting? I can use tapping to bring that down. So fear is probably one of the worst emotions because it keeps us stuck. And it could be a lie. And we're afraid of it. And when we don't address these hidden beliefs or patterns, then it's going to be hard to really have that body confidence and that acceptance of who we are. So this is just one tool. We can use it for cravings to help people lose weight. It's not being on a diet. It's kind of treating the superficial problem.
It's interesting. So you're talking about the fear and just listening, and I'm wondering how many people come to you and they actually have eating disorders, or say, you know, I'm struggling with body image issues. Is it a huge population, or are they aware that they're actually fearing food? Or do they come to you with other things, like on the surface? Does it look like it's completely different what they're coming to you for?
Well, my clients are mostly entrepreneurs. And so they're dealing a lot with money and their money fears. And so we use tapping to reduce the fear around making the next big sale or how they're going to increase the business. And we've found that tapping has helped reduce the fear and really see what the truth is from the lies. And really our brain lies to us because it wants to keep us the same. Its job is to keep us safe. And so that's what the brain does. It protects us from don't change anything. And then fear ends up ruling or making our decisions for us, or even unconsciously, we push money away. So really, it's been my own journey with eating disorders that has really made me hypersensitive to it. And also dealing with the ADD part, which just kind of makes all my symptoms worse and increased when I binge eat, or I, now I really just target what's the underlying thinking that is causing this behavior. And so when you can target, when you can kind of find the underlying thought that causes that emotion, that's when, like, the more specific you can get with the cause, we can tap on the emotion and then use those specifics to bring the emotion up and then tap it down. So, you know, if people are upset about looking at the scale, you know, you get on the scale, you see a number, and you wish it wasn't that number. So just even for me, because of those changes I was talking about in my hormones, I've gained weight. And it kind of is one of those wondering, well, what happened? What am I doing? And it triggered some old thinking of, I'm not good enough. You know, I hate that number on the scale. That's the thought. So the first thing when I get on the scale is that I hate that number. I don't accept that number. I don't want that number. And so this is a perfect target to use for tapping. So you target a thought. So that's my thought. I hate the number on the scale. And then the feeling is shame. You know, I feel like I must have done something to have this number, or my body's broken, or my body has abandoned me or rejected me because, you know, this weight just came on and I can't understand what happened. Right. And hearing other women talk about weight gain and this like need for control kind of gets us back into old thinking where that's not really recovery, because recovery is being in love with all of us, even if it's 10 pounds bigger. I mean, that's really, for me, I just want to be okay with myself. Like, I think there is a part of me that worries about what other people think, but really it's what I think. And I still have to treat that fat phobia thinking inside of me. And so what I do with the tapping is a setup statement. Even though I feel ashamed of the number on the scale, I love and accept me anyway. And that's what we would call a setup statement. And you always want to rate the intensity of how much shame do I feel around that number. And the reason why you want to rate it is because after you've done a round of tapping, you rate the number again. And then that way you're getting the feedback of, oh, this actually is working. It feels better. And so I've been teaching workshops for craving food, emotional eating, and tapping works for any aspect of your life, especially when you can target a emotion. Now, sometimes it's hard to do this by ourselves. And that's why, you know, having a coach or a therapist or somebody who can help you uncover. And it, you have so many great resources on your podcast about, you know, the difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist and these resources of who we can go to live a life of consultation to keep us in recovery. It's just been my experience where I've had 10 years of really good recovery with my eating disorder and really good acceptance and love for myself. And then, you know, I just being vulnerable and honest this last year, I could see how I started kind of wanting control over the number on the scale again, and not being in true acceptance and true love for myself. And so it's my intention today is just being able to be open and raw and let people know that if you're struggling, it's okay. And that there are so many great tools out there. And I think just even talking about changes in our body helps us feel, you know, not alone, and that we can identify with each other that there is a solution, and there's always a solution. I think that's one of the things that keeps us stuck is when we don't see a choice or we feel powerless or it becomes hopeless, which again, that's a great target for tapping.
And I love what you were saying about feeling just out of control and, you know, that triggers old stuff for you, because that's really what this is, you know, it sounds like it triggered for you is that anxiety that came up of like, oh my gosh, what's going on? I feel out of control. And it sounds like the tapping just helped you to reduce that anxiety and feel like in a better space about it and to think more rationally about everything. And I can imagine that's very powerful just to feel like, okay, let me calm down. Let me look at this more rationally. Let me feel differently. The body's more calm. And I'm wondering if that's kind of what you see with the people you're working with too, is it just helps kind of calm down the nervous system and the body so that people can think differently about something.
Well, the first step is getting in the resting brain. So mm-hmm. if you're in that fight or flight brain, that wound up brain, you know, our brain can't really think clearly. And so it can, it's more of a reactive state where when we're calm, we can look at our choices better. And so the first step is getting into the resting brain and, you know, tapping, all it is these points called meridians, which in Chinese culture or the acupuncture realm, they use meridians, which are just pathways in the body. We kind of look on Western medicine, we look at the physical body, where Eastern medicine looks at the energy body. And so it's these energy flow charts in our body that we're just tapping on. So you tap on the side of your eye and on your eyebrow and the top of your head, and you're using these points to shift energy. And it's been proven to bring down the intensity of that fight or flight. That's the way they're able to do it with the case studies that they actually test the hormones, the stress hormone cortisol. And so for me, it was really seeing was believing. So I just was open. I was in enough pain that I was open to trying the tapping. And I just feel like sometimes, you know, talk therapy could work. Affirmations could work, visualization could work. There's so many different little tools that we can do, but a lot of us can see, okay, I'm shaming myself. This is negative self-talk. I'm really being hard on myself. I think people with eating disorders are really hard on themselves, right? And that's the kind of thinking that self-talk, well, I know for sure it doesn't help. You know, really, it doesn't help us to move forward. And, you know, they've even told us that with parenting, you know, that that punishing parenting, it doesn't work. They've said we want to lift people up. That's what works. When people feel, when they feel needed and encouraged, it actually makes us want to do more. When we feel crappy about ourselves and then someone tells us you're crappier than you already felt, it's not moving us in the right direction. If anything, it causes more isolation and it causes us to recoil instead of shine, you know? And so a lot of times it's about training the brain with repetition. So a lot of the coaching I do is about neuroplasticity, where they've figured out the brain can actually change. And even people that have had a stroke where there's a part of their brain is dead, the brain through repetition can actually fire, the synapses can fire over the dead part of the brain, which is fascinating to me. Because if you haven't had a stroke, think how quickly we can get our brain rewired and transformed and thinking a different way. And it takes repetition. A lot of times we don't want to repeat things. We get bored, or we don't think it's working fast enough, or we lose interest. Or my favorite is accountability. I'll stop doing something because no one's there asking me, hey, how's it going? How are you doing with that? You know? And so a lot of times our goals won't be achieved. You know, and for me, you know, my goal right now is just to love and accept my body exactly the way it is. And tapping can help with that. And so my joy would be to just, the world would be full of people that love and accept themselves, because when we can do that, we have more to give one another and we can be there for one another. And that's kind of why I got into coaching, because somebody helped me and I thought more people need to have this toolkit and more people need help. And this information is great. I just wanted to share it.
Yeah, and I appreciate, because you're sharing about what you do professionally and why, and you're also sharing your personal story and history, which I know is very hard to do sometimes. So I appreciate that too, because people listening can obviously relate to, you know, their struggles with their weight and body and changes and feeling out of control. So thank you for that too, because I know it's very, very important, I think, for people to know where you're coming from too. Like, why did you get into this? How powerful it's been for you. And I'm actually just curious, just listening to you, like, you said that you help people do that, but is the goal also for somebody to be able to do this on their own at home? Like, do they learn the technique, the tapping technique? So like, let's say somebody is at home and they get very anxious and, feeling like, oh my gosh, like I need to go exercise because I just ate something. And like, they're in that moment thinking, if I don't go exercise, like, you know, their eating disorder brain is just on fire. Can they learn a technique to manage that anxiety and that level of stress in that moment, so maybe they don't feel like they have to go exercise, or it doesn't take over and they don't later like not eat something, or they can go about their day and eat normally? Like, is that something that they can learn?
Absolutely. The beautiful thing about the way I coach is I give a program where I teach you how to tap. I teach you the tools. And so you have that toolkit. So it's not like a therapist where you're having to go forever, or you have to just keep coming back and back and back. This is a way to learn how to tap on your own. And you just, as you practice, you get better and better at knowing the exact target to work on. And, you know, as far as eating disorders go, basically you can kind of do a blanket general statement, because all of us have a lot of the same feelings around the control and the shame and hiding. So a lot of the same emotions will come up, and a lot of the same targets will come up as far as food goes, and or just body confidence, body image. And there are so many absolutely wonderful resources online. All you have to do is put EFT tapping in, and you will find all the graphs of the different points on the body that you can tap. And there's YouTube videos. So many people have the YouTube videos on how to just, you could even just put in EFT video for craving or body image, and there will be several that will come up for whatever specific thing you want to do or whatever you are working on. I found that when you're coaching, usually it's, you want to get specific with somebody, and there could be a story or an event. Like for me, when my ballet teacher told me I wasn't thin enough to be a professional, you know, I can see exactly where we were when she said that to me. And I've done tapping where I've gone back and I'm kind of visualizing that scenario, but tapping down all the emotion around it. So when I look back at that event, I just see the facts. I don't feel the pain in my stomach or the shame or the frustration or the sadness about not being able to achieve my dream. Like the emotion is separated. So one of the beautiful things about EFT is that it's taking the emotion and the circumstances that kind of get meshed together, like a, you know, interwoven into, you know, a ball where you have the emotion and the circumstance all together. And what my coaching does is pulls it apart so that you just see the emotion, and then you see what's left is the facts, so that you can treat the emotion so that we are more at peace. You know, so when we're at peace, we have better behaviors. You know, that's the whole point of kind of shifting everything. When I'm ashamed or feeling not good enough, that creates a behavior. When I'm confident and have love for myself, that creates a behavior. So a lot of times I've done a lot of work with people who have traumatic events that need to be, that need professional help. It's, but it's easier to do it with somebody, but there's so much benefit from just starting to tap. And the other thing I wanted to say is you cannot do it wrong. It's just tapping. You're using two fingers and you're just touching your body. There's no consequence of tapping your body, right? So even if you feel, I have a lot of people when they're working with me, I don't think I did it right. I think I'm doing it wrong. You can't do it wrong. The only benefits would be, you know, in the positive direction. If you weren't getting results, that's when I would say it might take, you know, working with someone to kind of help you. Mm-hmm. And there's so many free resources out there. I mean, I think it's great that it's just really becoming one of those tools, especially with all this media availability that we have these days. All you have to do is just, you know, Google something and you find a lot of answers for free.
Well, you know, I really appreciate, again, you providing this information. And, you know, people probably were wondering like, oh my gosh, could I do it wrong if I tried it on my own? But if people did want to work with you and find you, you know, you just said it too, like social media is out there. How could they find you?
Sure. My website is happyjoyousandfree.org. And I did write a book last year about how to love your life no matter what. And I also have Facebook is Live to Bless. And also Instagram is at NeuroCoachMelanie.
Fantastic. And if anyone wants that information, didn't get it down, do not worry. I will have all of that in the show notes on the website. So just make sure to go there after the show. Melanie, thank you so much. You provided amazing information and yet another tool for people to have. And, you know, we all need more tools and more things we can use to help us. So thank you. Any last words before we end?
Oh, it was such a pleasure. And I really wanted to back up your podcast because I feel like not enough women are feeling safe enough to talk about it. And so hearing other people's experience, strength, and hope really helps people that are struggling to identify and really feel that there's other people out there and that there is hope and a solution. So I just appreciate what you're doing for the world and helping women really love and accept their bodies no matter what.
Well, thank you for those kind words. Very much appreciated. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. And thank you again, Melanie.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. It is given with the understanding that neither the host, the publisher, or the guest are rendering legal, accounting, clinical, or any other professional information. If you want a professional, you should find one.